Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today. We are in a marvelous series on marriage, and today Derek Prince is talking to us about the marriage covenant. Many people don't know, especially many Christians don't know, that in two places in the Word of God, in Malachi 2 and in Proverbs 2, God describes marriage as a covenant. If we understand the terms of that covenant, then we can have a strong and a vital marriage. Let's learn how.
In my talks this week, I've been sharing with you the conditions which you must be prepared to meet if you really desire to experience marriage on the highest level of God's will. First and foremost, you must walk in the light of God's Word, the Bible. This immediately rules out marriage between a believer and an unbeliever. Understand, I'm not speaking about those who became believers after marriage, but I'm speaking about believers who have the freedom of choice as to whom they will marry. The Bible rules out even contemplating marriage with an unbeliever. On the basis of obedience to God's Word, I then outlined seven steps which you need to take if you desire God's highest in marriage. These, briefly, are the seven steps. First, believe in God's purpose for you. Live out your whole life on the basis of faith. The righteous shall live by his faith. Second, commit your body totally to God. Place your body without reservation on the altar of God. The altar will sanctify that which you place upon it, and you can enter into marriage with a sanctified body. Third, be prepared for death and resurrection. When you make a commitment, very often things work out exactly the opposite to what you expect. That's the process of death. If you'll submit to it, out of it, God will bring a beautiful resurrection. Fourth, cultivate right friends and right fellowship. Because normally, though not always, it'll be someone with whom you have cultivated friendship that you will ultimately marry. If you cultivate the wrong friends, you're liable to marry the wrong people. Fifth, realize your value as God's creative masterpiece. You're God's workmanship. Don't make yourself cheap. Sixth, be prepared to wait. Imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what God has promised. It's not merely faith. It's faith and patience. God has a time for everything. He's got a date in his eternal calendar for you to get married in his will. Don't jump the gun. Seven, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Somewhere God has an appointment for you. If you let the Holy Spirit lead you day by day, you'll not miss that appointment. You'll meet the mate that God has appointed for you. Today I'm going to speak about the actual nature of marriage. In Ephesians 5:32, Paul calls marriage a mystery. That is, a secret into which we need to be initiated. So many people today enter marriage without any understanding of what they're committing themselves to or what will be required of them. This is one main reason why so many marriages fail. The key to understanding this mystery of marriage is found in the Bible. The Bible reveals the essential nature of marriage, that marriage is a covenant. This is the most important thing that you need to know about marriage. Now, covenant is one of the main themes of the Bible. The same word that's translated covenant is also translated testament. So the whole Word of God comes to us in the form of two covenants or two testaments, the new and the old covenant. So obviously, we need to understand the nature of covenant if we're really going to understand the nature of marriage. I want briefly to state three relevant facts about covenant. First, covenant is entered into by a sacrifice. No sacrifice, no covenant. Secondly, those who enter covenant must lay down their lives for one another. Third, covenant requires total commitment, and that's true of marriage. Marriage is not an experiment. It's a commitment. To speak about a trial marriage is a contradiction in terms. If it's trial, it isn't marriage. For Christians, the sacrifice through which they must enter into marriage is the atoning death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. I'm going to read something from my book, The Marriage Covenant, which I believe says this as clearly as I'm able to say it. This is what I've said in The Marriage Covenant. The sacrifice upon which the covenant of Christian marriage is based is the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. He is the sacrifice through which, by faith, a man and a woman can pass into the relationship of marriage as God Himself ordained that it should be. In marriage, a man and woman pass through the death of Jesus Christ on their behalf into a totally new life and a totally new relationship, which would have been impossible without the death of Jesus Christ. The covenant of Christian marriage is made at the foot of the cross. There are three successive phases in the outworking of this relationship. First, a life is laid down. Each lays down his life for the other. The husband looks back at Christ's death on the cross and says, "That death was my death. When I came through the cross, I died. Now I am no longer living for myself." The wife likewise looks at the cross and says the same, "That death was my death. When I came through the cross, I died. Now I am no longer living for myself." Henceforth, each holds nothing back from the other. Everything the husband has is for the wife. Everything the wife has is for the husband. No reservations, nothing held back. It is a merger, not a partnership. Second, out of that death comes a new life. Each now lives out that new life in and through the other. The husband says to the wife, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Likewise, the wife says to the husband, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Third, the covenant is consummated by physical union, and this in turn brings forth fruit which continues the new life that each has been willing to share with the other. In the whole realm of living creatures, God has ordained this basic principle. Without union, there can be no fruit. Covenant leads to shared life and fruitfulness. Life that is not shared remains sterile and fruitless. This approach to marriage, which sees it in terms of a covenant, is very different from the attitude with which most people today enter into marriage. Basically, the attitude of our contemporary culture is, "What can I get? What is there in this for me?" I believe that any relationship approached with this attitude is doomed to end in failure. The one who approaches marriage as a covenant does not ask, "What can I get?" Rather, he asks, "What can I give?" And he goes on to answer his own question, "I give my life. I lay it down for you, and then I find my new life in you." This applies equally to each party, to the husband and to the wife. To the natural mind, this sounds ridiculous. Yet it is, in fact, the secret of real life, real happiness, and real love.
You know, that passage that Derek read from his book, The Marriage Covenant, is so powerful that when we come back in just a moment, we're going to listen to it again and really get it embedded in our hearts as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Choosing a mate is one of the most important decisions you will ever make. So how do you make the right choice? In his enlightening book, God is a Matchmaker, Derek Prince gives practical biblical advice on how to avoid heartbreak by preparing for marriage God's way. Derek shares from personal experience how God led him to marriage, and he reveals how others in your life, such as parents, pastors, and trusted friends, can play an important role when making life-changing decisions. Normally $12.95, this powerful and practical resource is yours for a limited time for only $9.95. Order your copy or get one for someone you love when you call us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Life is not a fairy tale, but there is a happily ever after when you follow God's plan. Order God is a Matchmaker now. And when you do, we'll also include Derek's helpful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, at no extra charge. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're here. Just at the last portion of the teaching we heard from Derek Prince on marriage, we heard him read a powerful passage from his book, The Marriage Covenant. And now, because it's so transforming, we're going to hear it again. Let's listen.
The sacrifice upon which the covenant of Christian marriage is based is the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. He is the sacrifice through which, by faith, a man and a woman can pass into the relationship of marriage as God Himself ordained that it should be. In marriage, a man and woman pass through the death of Jesus Christ on their behalf into a totally new life and a totally new relationship, which would have been impossible without the death of Jesus Christ. The covenant of Christian marriage is made at the foot of the cross. There are three successive phases in the outworking of this relationship. First, a life is laid down. Each lays down his life for the other. The husband looks back at Christ's death on the cross and says, "That death was my death. When I came through the cross, I died. Now I am no longer living for myself." The wife likewise looks at the cross and says the same, "That death was my death. When I came through the cross, I died. Now I am no longer living for myself." Henceforth, each holds nothing back from the other. Everything the husband has is for the wife. Everything the wife has is for the husband. No reservations, nothing held back. It is a merger, not a partnership. Second, out of that death comes a new life. Each now lives out that new life in and through the other. The husband says to the wife, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Likewise, the wife says to the husband, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Third, the covenant is consummated by physical union, and this in turn brings forth fruit which continues the new life that each has been willing to share with the other. In the whole realm of living creatures, God has ordained this basic principle. Without union, there can be no fruit. Covenant leads to shared life and fruitfulness. Life that is not shared remains sterile and fruitless. This approach to marriage, which sees it in terms of a covenant, is very different from the attitude with which most people today enter into marriage. Basically, the attitude of our contemporary culture is, "What can I get? What is there in this for me?" I believe that any relationship approached with this attitude is doomed to end in failure. The one who approaches marriage as a covenant does not ask, "What can I get?" Rather, he asks, "What can I give?" And he goes on to answer his own question, "I give my life. I lay it down for you, and then I find my new life in you." This applies equally to each party, to the husband and to the wife. To the natural mind, this sounds ridiculous. Yet it is, in fact, the secret of real life, real happiness, and real love. That's a reading from my book, The Marriage Covenant. Now I'm going to take a few minutes just to apply in a practical way the principles in that passage that I read from my book, The Marriage Covenant. First of all, commitment is the key. And in marriage, Christian marriage, there has to be a two-way commitment. The first commitment is of each mate to Jesus Christ. That's where it all begins. Only through commitment to Jesus Christ is the grace of God released into a life that will make the kind of marriage God intends an actual possibility. The second commitment is to each other. Again, it's commitment that releases the needed grace. God has arranged it that way. That's why a trial marriage is nonsense. Because where there's no real permanent commitment, there's no release of God's grace. And without God's grace, marriage on the level of God's will is impossible for us poor human beings. But God has arranged it this way, that if we make the commitment, through the commitment, the needed grace is released into our lives. Second, my final comment on this is that the motive must be to give, not to get. Jesus said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." There is no area of life in which this is more true than in the area of marriage. Marriage is not a bargain hunt. It's not, what can I get? What will please me? What will satisfy me? What can my wife do that will make me happy? Or my husband? Marriage is, what can I give? How can I cater to the needs of my mate? How can I make my mate happy? How can I develop the full potential that's in this person that God has so sovereignly and wonderfully committed to me? You see, the evidence of a successful husband is his wife. And the evidence of a successful wife is her husband. When the husband is just grasping for himself, he frustrates his wife, and she's no glory or crown to him. And likewise, on the other side, it's a mutual laying down of life, each for the other, and both for Christ. That's the principle that will make a marriage work.
Delighted that you're with us as we're learning from Derek Prince about the marriage covenant, truly one of the most important bits of information that we can know about marriage on a biblical basis. So much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Of the millions of choices we make in life, choosing a mate is one of the most significant. And yet, with nearly half of all marriages ending in divorce, it appears that we either make the wrong decision or simply change our minds. In his booklet, The Choice of a Partner, Derek Prince explores God's plan for finding a spouse and sheds light on what true love really is. Marriage is intended to be for life, and Derek's powerful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, will help you better understand how to find and stay with your mate until death do you part. It's such an important resource that we want you to have a copy absolutely free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Both the call and this helpful resource are absolutely free. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or request your free copy of Derek's booklet, The Choice of a Partner, when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for being with us today on this Thursday as we're processing Derek Prince's marvelous teaching on God is a matchmaker. And today we've been hearing about how marriage is a covenant. With me in the studio today to help us process this and apply it to our lives so we can really walk it out are three dear friends. First of all, Dick Leggett is here, the president of Derek Prince Ministries. Christopher Selby is here, the executive producer of our program and Derek's grandson. And also David Holland is here to help me as I have my weakened and slightly strained voice, and also because he brings such a great depth of understanding in the Word. Dave, take us away with some discussion about this, please.
You know, this has been strong, sobering stuff that Derek's been bringing us today. I think one of the most heartbreaking statistics out there right now is the one that indicates that Christians are just as likely to get divorced as are unbelievers currently in America today. I just I find that heartbreaking for a number of reasons, among them being how much pain there is involved in divorce. I can't help but think if both sides of every Christian marriage understood what Derek taught today about marriage being a covenant, that would not be the case. Dick, how about you?
Well, I think it's true that it should not be the case. You know, you see a lot of times in Scripture where the writer of a particular passage will say, brothers, these things should not be so. The hard reality and the harsh reality is that they are so. And I think it comes to the point of basically what Paul said in Romans 7, where he said, I know what I ought to be doing, and the thing that I should be doing the least of, that's the thing I'm doing most of, and the thing that I hate doing, that's the thing that I end up doing the most. And I think it just reflects again the fact that all of us are built in such a way that we like to cater to our own comfort, our own flesh. And even Christians, I mean, we just want to do the thing that's most comfortable for us. And when we don't, it's because we're selfish. And you find that in Christian marriages as well as in secular marriages.
You know, I'm mindful as we speak, there are people hearing our voices who are in marriages and they're hurting. They're struggling. The enemy is attacking, bringing division, bringing strife, disharmony, heartache, pain in Christian marriages. And Christopher, I really think that it would be meaningful right now if we just pray for those marriages, lift those up. If you would start, Dick, if you would take Amen. It from there, and I'll close this out.
Absolutely. Lord, your word in Malachi and in Proverbs says that marriage is a covenant, and that covenant is not just with between spouses, but it's also with you, Lord. And Father, I pray now that by the ministry of your Holy Spirit, you would just bring that divine revelation into the marriage of every person who is hearing this right now, Lord, that the revelation of the covenant with you, that marriages will become alive and vibrant, and it will become an anchor in their marriages. Lord, we understand it doesn't make problems go away, but it does change the way that we approach things and the way we look at things, the way we deal with each other, the way we relate to each other is different with the mindset of covenant. So Lord, I pray that revelation would be so vivid in all of our minds, in all of our hearts, in our spirits, that we would walk differently in our marriages as we walk not just with a spouse, but we walk with you together, Lord. We pray that would honor you and bless you and lift up your holy name, Lord Jesus.
And Father, we also recognize that there are probably some broken covenants out there among people who are listening right now. The wonderful thing about you, Lord, is that you're the God of redemption. So we bring those covenants to you that have been broken, Lord, and we pray that you would, in those lives of those where the covenant has been broken, that you would give grace for that covenant to be renewed, that you would give new beginnings, that you would enable those people to come back to a place of cutting covenant again with you and with one another. Bring restoration, Lord, we pray. Bring restoration, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, yes. Healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, harmony, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Guys, thank you for praying for us.
Yes.
Really appreciate that. Thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, I really want to urge those of you who are listening to log on to the website at derekprince.org and listen to these teachings over and over and over. You've heard some great teaching by Derek Prince, but psychologists tell us that you probably haven't even heard everything with your actual ears, much less understood it all, not because it's beyond you, but because of the distractions and the way the human psyche works. So really soak yourself in the Word of God. Really get these teachings down in your heart. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's encouraging book, God is a Matchmaker, give us a call toll free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The cost is just $9.95. And when you order, be sure to request your free copy of Derek's insightful booklet, The Choice of a Partner, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order both resources securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.